Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. This week's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for August 15th, 2017. In today's news, Stena has won a vertical transportation contract for London's Waterloo Station, Canada is getting its first MAX-equipped elevator, Liverpool leaders have approved high-rises at a historic site, and ground has been broken for a luxury condo tower in a North Dallas suburb.
Stena has announced it's won a contract to supply 6 escalators and 5 lifts to Network Rail specifications as part of the London Waterloo station upgrade. The London Waterloo International Terminal is being rebuilt to extend its scope, expand the concourse, and make it fully accessible, bring platforms 20 through 24 back into permanent use, and allow longer 10-carriage trains to run in London suburban stations by extending platforms 1 through 4. Crews have already arrived on site to meet the 7-week deadline for Network Rail and main contractor Wessex Alliance Skanska. The work to boost capacity by 30% is to be done by 2019.
An elevator at Terminal 3 at Toronto Pearson International Airport will be Canada's first equipped with ThyssenKrupp's MAX Predictive Maintenance Technology, IT World Canada reports. It is a pilot program at Pearson where ThyssenKrupp recently won a 352-unit maintenance contract, but MAX had been retrofitted in approximately 70,000 elevators throughout North America as of late July. ThyssenKrupp says it is working with other OEMs, such as Otis, to implement MAX. Rory Smith, Director of Strategic Development for the Americas at ThyssenKrupp, said, "We'd like every elevator in the world to be connected with MAX, no matter who made it."
The City Council in Liverpool, United Kingdom, approved 31 and 15-story towers at the historic Prince's Dock, which opened in 1821, Building Design reports. The taller tower, Hive City Docks, was designed by Brock Carmichael Architects and is set to have 278 apartments along with amenities. The shorter tower will have approximately 100 apartments. Despite concern about the impact of high-rises on the UNESCO World Heritage Site, a historic advisor to the council praised the plan, stating it will preserve and enhance the character of the area that includes a recently approved 34-story building.
A groundbreaking ceremony on August 3rd marked the start of construction on Windrose Tower, a 27-story condominium building in the Dallas suburb of Plano, Texas, Community Impact newspaper said. The report said the tower, situated in the heart of the Legacy West development, will offer 104 luxury units that will sell for more than $1 million apiece. It is being developed by Windrose Partners and is expected to be complete in fall 2019. Legacy West is a $3.2 billion, 250-acre development that will include upscale retail, dining, residential, and hotel facilities. For more industry-related information, visit ElevatorWorld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.